Lovely to be here with you this morning on Remembrance Sunday. I want to say a few words about the importance of memory in our lives. Remembrance Sunday is an occasion where on the second Sunday of November, we remember those who have sacrificed their lives or fought in the wars, in military conflicts since World War I. And today highlights the importance of memory in our lives, where we can learn from mistakes and that we've made that lead to conflict. The word memory is a faculty that all of us have, where the mind stores information from the past. And memory is not passive. It's an action that brings the power of that event into a reality in our lives. Remembering is actually a crucial element of the Judeo-Christian faith. I remember hearing the speech of President Richard Weizsäcker, the President of Germany, on the 8th of May 1985, 40 years after the ceasefire, and he spoke to a hushed Bundestag, which is their parliament, in a speech that reverberated around the world. He spoke of the culpability of the German nation regarding the massacre of the Jews, where Hitler made the entire nation a tool of his hatred of that race. And he said these words: "Our fathers bequeathed a heavy legacy on all of us, whether guilty or not, young or old, we must accept the past. Whoever closes his eyes to the past becomes blind to the present." And he went on to say this: "To forget the dark times is to cut off a nation's chances of a new and good future. As human beings, we seek reconciliation. And for this reason, we must understand that there can be no reconciliation without memory." I mentioned the Judeo-Christian faith is rooted in the memory of that great deliverance of the nation of Israel from Egypt, where they had been in bondage to the Pharaohs for 400 years. And Moses was given a command by the Lord to celebrate the Passover. Now, the Passover is recorded often in the Bible, but particularly in the Exodus story. It's focused on the institution of a Passover lamb, where the lamb was slaughtered, and each family would have a lamb, and they would have a hyssop and plant it in the blood of the lamb, and they would paint across the lintel and the doorposts of their home the blood of the lamb. And Moses was told by God that when the Lord passes over and he sees the blood covering the lintel, he will pass over judgment, but the judgment will fall on the Egyptian people. And so that was the institution of the Passover. And the Passover was celebrated each year to remember, to call to mind the memory of that wonderful deliverance where Moses led the people of Egypt out of Israel, out of Egypt, towards the promised land. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus instituted what we're going to celebrate together, the Lord's Supper. And he did it at the time of Passover. And every Jew that celebrated the Passover would say these words: "This is the bread of affliction which our fathers ate in the wilderness." And Jesus shocked his disciples, because he didn't use those words. He said this: he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me. And then he took a cup of wine, and giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. And that memory reenacted that event. And as we take the bread and the wine, we are, in a sense, reenacting the institution of the Lord's Supper. Because Jesus, as John the Baptist said, John, when he saw Jesus coming to him, said, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And we remember Jesus' sacrifice once and for all. His death as the Lamb of God who took the judgment that we deserve is secured our freedom. I want just to close with the verse that I was asked to mention. It's in our gospel reading. Greater love has no one than this, that a person lays down his life for his friends. And I close with this story because a vicar that I knew in London was travelling back on the last train from London to his home, not in the centre of London. And in the carriage were two men, older men. And one of them he could see was really troubled, and suddenly he had a fit. And his friend held him and reassured him, and the fit passed. And obviously the vicar was concerned. And the friend said to him, we were soldiers in the war, and I was shot and wounded. And this friend of mine ran to where I was and carried me to safety. But in carrying me to safety, as he got me to that place, he was hit by a bullet in the head and has carried that wound ever since. And he said these words, which are so powerful. He said, he did it for me. There is nothing that I wouldn't do for him. And as we come to the Lord's Supper, I want you to remember and to say to yourself, he did it for me. There is nothing that I wouldn't do for him. Thanks be to God.